This hymn is a little feel different to me. It seems after you finish your work, or you when you're alone, the sun is about to set. You walk along the weather path and think about yourself the whole day, and then you can, with the humming sound, you can just think about, you know, the walk, or they just think, I like this song. It's like a country style. I like it. First of all, and LA, from LA to here, I drove here, so this time I didn't change it every 3 days, you know, every day. Today I showered too and I changed it, you know. I make sure, you know. So I had to cut it out. Yeah, we go back to the Book of Colossians. Deborah, can you help? So now you can name all the book that the Apostle Paul wrote. Can you name them all now? 13 books. Once you have a system in your mind, because I really have a bad memory, and so. I have to find out my way to remember, otherwise, I know by your face, most of you, you know, that's so shameful myself, you know. Sometimes I even look at my daughter and say, hi Jesse, and my daughter looking, no, I'm Anna, I said, oh, right, my daughter. I really shame myself for myself. Somehow my brain is not that good, and I'm so ashamed. Thank God, God only allowed me two of them. If I'm three, four, then really thank God. So anyway, because we look at the all 12 books, because of the Paul, he wrote the all 12 the letters, most likely 50s and 60s. So about 64-5, he wrote the last book of 2 Timothy's, and then later, you know, he died. So the book of Timothy, Timothy also, he wrote this book in, when he was the fourth missionary trip in the Rome, and he captured, and he became a prisoner there, and then he died there. That's what the people, the scholar think that. So now we get the list of the 13 books. Some scholars, the First Thessalonians may be the first ones. Some says Galatians. But it doesn't matter, but we're just trying to list them all. First is Galatians, and First and Second Thessalonians, and then First and Second Corinthians, and then Book of Romans. So this list is, he wrote this book when he was 50s. Yeah, and then... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then the book from the Colossians. So Colossians, we can call this one as the book he wrote in the prison. So what do you call for this one? So have some prison, written from the prison or something like that. Well, Koreans say 옥중사신. That's okay. Because I'm so envious of the, you know, the minister here. They say when there's some, they cannot speak the Chinese word, ping, 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 you all understand. So, oh, that's very, very convenient, but I cannot use this convenience. Anyway, so Colossians. So what I, Colossians and then Philippians. Colossians, Philippians, this is my memory, Colossians, Philippians, and then Ephesians, and Philemon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, that's what we call the book, the written in the, when he was in the prison. And then 1 Timothy, and then Titus, and the 2 Timothy. So these books, he wrote these books in his 60s. Yeah. So that way you can count it. Is it all 13? Oh yeah, then memory okay there. So Colossians is kind of the, you know, the, you can see that first book he wrote in, when he was in the prison, and so actually the oh 13, that's good. Now we can go back to please, you can keep in your minds about the picture about the Colossians. See, when Paul sat down, he kneeled down, he prayed to God about the Colossians. First things, he thanked to God that because the church in Colossae is they're quite strong, so they're in their faith and their love and hope. They're very they're steady and balanced in their church. So he thanked to God. Who report to the Apostle Paul about the situation in a saint member in a Colossae? Anybody? Epaphra? The Koreans are Epaphra, so I know it's Chinese. Verse 7 mentioned that it says Epaphra, right? Epaphra report to the Paul about the situation in Colossae. And then he really thank God, since there's a lot of force from out there, like heresies coming into the church. But then the Colossae is a steadfast of their faith. But at the same time, he urged to the church in Colossae to stronger themselves, improve themselves, increasing the knowledge themselves, so they really understand about Jesus Christ. So they really can stand firm and improve themselves. So according to the chapter 1, verse 20, to mention that, right, he was now, in order to present the saint in Colossae before him, before God, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Reproach. So this is the same thing, like verse 28 said, and we proclaim him the admonishings of every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, and that we may present every man, which is every man, every saint, and that a member in Colossae, complete in Christ. So this is his prayer. He prayed to God. That's why I choose the verse 28 or to either 22-28 as a theme verse for the whole entire book of Colossians. So now we can think about, before you come up to project here, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, what is the chapter 1's topics? Before you look at it, you can memorize, right? To be complete man in Christ by chapter 1? No? By knowledge of Jesus. How about chapter 2? Because always the same first part, right? Be a complete man in Christ by what? Remember? By seeking things above? Is that? That may be different chapter, is that? Yeah, by chapter 2? You know the tree, you can think about the tree. Yes? Yeah, reading Jesus. So think about the tree. So, Once you remember the topic each chapter, then eventually you coming in, then you can understand the chapter this way. So chapter 3, be a complete man by seeking things above, right? Seeking things above. So think about seeking things above, what it means. You know, anyway, chapter 4, what is that? Be a complete man in Christ by prayer and thanksgiving. Prayer with a thanksgiving or prayer. Yeah. You choose. So instead of I choose, so you can. So can you project now that? Yeah. It's a complete man in Christ by knowledge. Be a complete man in Christ by being rooted in Christ. 3. Chapter 3, be a complete man in Christ by seeking things above. Chapter 4, be a complete man in Christ by prayer. So in this way, you can, once you, you don't have to keep memorizing, but once we just work out together the last 2 hours, so pretty much this is the whole book of Colossians. So now we go to the Colossians chapter 1. Be a complete man in Christ by knowledge. Now the first section you think about, chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, no I mean verse 1 to 2, you're talking about the greetings from the Paul to the member in Colossae. And as a Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brothers. I think Paul, he has a clear and also very vivid evidence that God, Jesus, called him to be the apostle, to be the vessel, to preach the gospel to the Gentile. And then I just fixed my eyes onto here, the will of God. Many times in my life, I think about struggling myself because I do not clearly understand the will of God. And What is the, as a whole, you know, universe, as a whole universe, what is the will of God? When at the beginning God created us in his image, why he created us his own image? What is the purpose? Yeah, to know him, but to glorify him. Yeah, glorify him. So ultimate God's will is through us, he created us for the glorify him. And let's look at the book of Isaiah. Chapter 43, verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, chapter 43, verse 7, everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made it, your God, he himself, and say to the Israelites, mention that whom I have created for my glory. So you and I, the ultimate God's will is, for the purpose of our life, is the glory of God. It doesn't matter what you do. It's what you do, the business, your work, and your business, or your study. You know what the ultimate, your purpose is, to glorify God. They connected his purpose of his creations. Apostle Paul, he really have an understand why God chose him, to be the apostle. So he understand it's his glory. So sometimes we struggle when we choose something, when we make decisions. What is the God's will? Of course, there's a Bible, a lot of places mentioned about, you know, like the James chapter, the Ephesians chapter, to mention that his purpose of creation as for his good, you know, and also for 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, you can see that this is God's will. He mentioned that his will is let us to be holy. Let us to be holy. That's what 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 on, he mentioned that. So why are we seeking the holiness? Because this is the God's will. Why? Because God is holy. He wants to close us, but if we do not holy, and we cannot get close to him. And he cannot get close to us. So God's will is let us to be holy, so he wants to close to us. Yeah. So that's the God's will. If you look at the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, also mentioned that. Let's look at the one as example. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. When Paul mentioned here, this is also God's will. verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But then we'll just go back on the all the way to verse 12. You can list, you can read, and then you can draw the line, how many of them, the list there, about the God's will, and also down the all the way to until 23. You can find out, this is God's will. They're talking about our life, and as a Christian life, a Christian conduct, you know. And this, if we seeking our life to be harmonized. In the verse 13, says, you know, the live in peace with one another. And this talking about, this is what the gospel is. If we are like a peacemaker, blessed are you peacemaker. What is the blessing to the peacemaker? Yeah, called sons of God. So peacemaker, if you and I, we go out, and he reconciled us with his blood, and he gave us, he entrusted us, to let us to be a reconciler, which is the become ministers. As the same function, same job that Jesus, he did it between the God and man. And so that's our job. So preaching the gospel, let us connect other people to Jesus Christ to reconcile their relationship. And that's the God's will. And peace with one another. Verse 14, a patient with all men. A patient is it's not easy things. Kind of with a full of endurance. But this is also God's will. And seeking his goodness, rejoice always, and pray without ceasing, and give thanks to God always. Have you thought about rejoice always? I'm sorry because I just talk here and there, so maybe kind of confused, but rejoice always. When you have a difficult time and whatever, any circumstance, you can rejoice always. Is it possible? Yeah, it is possible. We truly understand the love of God. We truly understand God's will that we can rejoice always, no matter what circumstance. Maybe you can pray about something, but God do not listen to you, maybe. But at that time, you might be maybe disappointed. I myself too. I pray something, if God do not listen to me, then I disappointed. But at the same time, when I pray already, I believe that I already receive, which means I already have it. Because what I don't have it, that means I have it. Because God says, it is better you don't have it. That is the answer. That's why I can rejoice always. So remember, when you ever need something, when you pray to God, and then you think that is God's will. I myself think sometimes does that too. Because I'm a man myself. I have a lot of weakness myself. Something I think, this is the God's will, but something else coming up. How can I take? Oh, it takes some time. Because I need a time to digest. But eventually, understand, it is the will of God. Yeah. And then all the frustration maybe, and all the these things just diminish from us. So that's why the Paul mentioned that pray without ceasing. Without the prayer, we cannot digest the difference between God's expectations and my way of expectations. So the prayer can help us to get together, to make understand His will, to make sense that it is coming into us, to let us to be convinced. Anyway, that's God's will. Now we can go to the second part. That's a greeting, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. And then now we go to the second one, chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. Here we give a thanks to God. No matter what circumstance, maybe because when other people, it seems like their situation is much better, their circumstance much better. Then why my circumstance like this? I remember when I was at high school, I had a lot of complaint to my parents. That time, because we stay in the church, and we just have one room. So high school, I feel like I needed my own space, I felt. And I feel like I kind of struggle myself, within the room, just parents, I, we share. Then the other one is a church office, that's all, And then, why do we have to stay here, It's, Mom, Dad, I need my space, And I complained to him. Just wait for my room, for I needed it. So naive and so just childish, but I really thank God. I really thank God. That's a part of training too. And then later on, God provide me all I needed. Now I stay in the Almonte Church. I came to 1982 in the United States. So, looking for the place, but at the beginning, I the roommate with some other, but then at that time, money problem, not enough money. I bought the car with $500. Big tank, you know, that time $500 is a really big tank. But it's my number one treasure at that time. But it's hard to, I'm looking for the way to survive at that time. And then there's a place, in that's at that time only the El Monte Church there. So thank God the El Monte Church allowed me to use the back there's a little rooms. So I moved there. But then there's no shower facilities. And then, so whole entire year, a whole entire, after the 93, I think, and the boil in the stove and the little buckets, and then that's where I shower whole entire year. And wherever I go, you know, wherever I visit my church members, always prepare my, you know, little bag to shower. So anyway, visit, and that's a chance I shower. I still stay there. And then after 25 years, I still stay there. But I really thank God. This room is a provide for me. And also, God bless me because there's a shower facility there. No problems. I thank God. It is a blessing of God. Thank God. You know, many times we thank God because we gain a lot of things. But thank God because our life is just, we have this wonderful salvation still within us. When we kneel down, Spirit of God encourages us. This is all thanks to God. And we look at our heart, faith still within us. What a wonderful it is. And also we can feel the love of Christ. Wonderful, thank God. Now, the faith is so important. Where does faith come from? Do you think faith is your own, faith is your own asset or somebody else's asset? Is God's asset or your asset, the faith? Can you force yourself to have a faith? Can you force yourself to have a strong faith? You know what's the difference, your own confidence and faith? Difference? Can you tell? All your confidence is come out of your own, we can say your own trust, you can say. But faith is the confidence is came from God when you rely on Him. So that's the difference. So your own confidence, that means the one that they rely on is yourself. That's the self-confidence. Of course, we need an ego. We need some certain points. But most important thing is, true Christians, we truly rely on God. Then the faith coming out of there. So that is a faith. When David, when he confront to the Goliath, that is a faith. Whom he rely on? He rely on himself? If he rely on himself, he's not trained. He doesn't know any kind of a battle, you know, experience. How he can fight a man like a Goliath? When he rely on God. So God is behind him. This is a faith. He truly trusts him. He know God is behind him. So no matter what kind of person in front of him, he can dare to come and dare to challenge his life. So why we need a faith? Because of life. There's a lot of out there, a lot of big challenge out there, a lot of temptation out there. So we need a precious faith. We have to grow up our faith where we trust in God and where we rely on God. So the faith can grow up to us, that we can be strong faith. So the Paul here, to thank God, he thanks to God about the member at the saint in the Colossae, because they have a faith. And he learned from the Epaphras, they have a faith in Christ. He saw that they rely on Jesus Christ. And then also the love which you have for all the saints. And also they have a true love. Once we trust in God, and then love bring us to hope, and love bring us to love. You can say, when you have a love, hope is coming out. You know the mom, your mom and dad, when parents, when they have a true love to the children. What happens is, they trust their children. Other people maybe not trust, but their parents trust their children. Come from their heart because of love. And also, parents never give up their hope to their children. Do you think the parents give up for their children? Never give up. Never give up. So once we rely on God, then there is a hope God supplied to us. There is a hope, and there is a love. And once we break one of them, then you lose everything. Anyway, he mentioned that we give thanks to God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, pray always for you. And since we heard about your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Okay, so where is your hope? You truly rely on Jesus Christ. You truly believe that there is a kingdom of God. But where is your hope? Your hope is in this world. It belongs to this world. You want to be a rich man in this world. You want to be a very famous man in this world. You want to climb up to the high position. So is it that your hope? What is your ultimate hope is? Ultimate hope is in the kingdom of God. So Jesus mentioned that. Lay up the treasures in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Lay up the treasure in the kingdom of God. We mentioned about the Q&A sessions, unrighteous servants. His wisdom, we learn from his wisdom. Because he's using the unrighteous one to buy the treasures. So things that it belongs in this world, you can exchange with this world to the spiritual ones. We have a life. You are young. That means you have an asset, and you have energies because you're educated. That's your asset. You have all this. Later you become a rich man. Great. And some says if Christians that we really ignoring the money. No, money is very important. Do you think so? TJ, he teaches very interesting things, very heresy. You know? Money is important. What is God then? So, money is important. If in order to let the church to operate, we need money. Don't you think so? When you come to nobody offering, they say money is nothing. Money is nothing. You know, the teacher mentioned that, like a widow said, 3 coins. So we always come with 3 coins, put the offering, then church is still operated. No, money is important. But money is not a priority. Is it true? Money is a tool for the glorify God. So when you're out there, when you work hard out there, try to do your best, do your academic, reach up the high education, great. And also when you get a good job, great. When you go out to get a job or you do your business, do it. Be the one hopefully, one of you to become like a Bill Gates second, But don't buy such kind of a 50 rooms mansions. You don't need it. What are you going to do with the 50 rooms? Yeah, because every day you change the room for the whole 2 months, different rooms, so you're satisfied? No! So what it means, money is precious. Once you use this one for the purpose of God, glory of God, it is great blessing. And so each one has a different gift, right? Different, we can say, part of the function of the church, body of Christ. Use it for the glory of God. But then the money important. I want to clear out that I say, treat the money as a stone, but church need the money. I mean, church need the stones. So that was more clear. Yeah. But most important thing is, the God is with us, of course. I'm not saying, say, I'm not the, do not change the priority here, because we need the power of God. During the time of apostle, it's not the church is, you know, to, like expanded. And at that time, it's prospering the church, the apostolic church. It's not because of money, because of power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Don't get makes it like a reason out, you know, to mix this understanding. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. But in the carry on this, the gospel of salvation to reach out to people, and because money is become only the tools. Yeah. So I want to clarify that. Where are we now? Yeah, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. So I hope that your life and my life will continue to, you know, to lay up our treasure in the kingdom of God. So our hope is there. Hope, simply like this. You know that some company, you know, the stock is, now it's not that expensive. You know that 1 year later on, this stock will be, you know, the price is going up to the reach on the top. So you buy this one. Once you buy, the moment you buy your stock, you know where's your mind from then on? In the stock. I'm sure if you buy the stock today, the company, every day you look it up the internet, or you, if you cannot access it, you buy the, you know, the newspaper, you find out what is the price today. Do you think so? Because it's a hope is there. You know, after I engaged, my fiance at that time, every day I look at the picture, so, you know, with a full of hope, because my heart is there. It is. Same thing. Lay up. I like the words here, you know, the Paul mentioned that, he said, because of the hope lay up for you in heaven. Hope, put it in the kingdom of God. Our ultimate hope is there, in the kingdom of God. We're doing the, this. Okay. Now then, the verse 5 and 6, look at it all the way then, and where this faith and love and hope to be supplied. The gospel. The salvation of God. And also the mention that here, the word of God. So, verse 5, because of the hope that laid out for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you just as in all the world, also in constantly bearing fruit. So while we constantly ask us to urge us to meditate the word of God, because of this, word of God constantly supply to the reason enough to convince us to let our faith, to let us how to trust in God, and to let our heart to be full of love of Christ, and also let our hope laid up in the kingdom of God. If we do not meditate the word of God, if